The following recording is intended as a guide to the correct pronunciation of French. However, unlike some other recordings in the foreign language field, this one is spoken entirely by the same person. He is not French, but a noted American linguist with a reputation for the authentic pronunciation of various foreign languages, almost like French. What he has done, you also can do. A word about pronunciation. For many Americans, the most difficult French sound is ng, These sounds pass through both nose and mouth at the same time. When pronouncing keep your teeth at the extreme rear of the tongue and stop dead on the vowel before your tongue can arch back to the G position, with the teeth almost touching. The French printed alphabet looks exactly like ours, but 13 letters are silent. The French alphabet sounds as follows. U, E, 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 N, N, O, E, U, V, double, X, Y, Z. You have probably noted that the French alphabet is rolled with the tip of the tongue, and pronouncing it can easily become a serious breach of etiquette. Therefore, in ordinary conversation, you will get a good idea of the violent French psychodramatics before you can say U. Even the French themselves do not agree in their pronunciation. For example, some common words are not difficult to say, but in ordinary conversation are silent. The chief exceptions are pronounced with the tongue arched high in the mouth and vigorous movement of the jaws, and the escaping breath gives off a scraping sound very much like such languages as Greek. To practice French conversation, smile broadly and at the same time laugh very quickly. Ha ha ha! After the instructor has pronounced the English sentence and its French equivalent, the student has time to repeat the French before the instructor goes on. The simple affirmative verb, present tense, he betrays his friends. Il trahit ses amis. The complete singular and plural masculine of the foregoing. Je trahis mes amis. Tu trahis tes amis. Il trahit ses amis. Ils trahissent leurs amis. Nous trahissons nos amis. Vous trahissez vos amis. May I remind you that the pauses on the record enable the student to practice saying what the instructor has just said. The comparative and superlative of adjectives is formed generally by plus and le plus. He is more good-looking, but she is more charming. Il est plus beau, mais elle est plus charmante. She is more good-looking, but many Frenchmen love the little French boys, whether single or in groups, and so forth. An important thing to remember about the French is this. If you start to say an English word, it is better to say avoir.